Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is the relationship between Germany and the State of Israel? We are being told that Germany is a close friend of the State of Israel, but is that true? And if it is true, will it remain a friend? Or will we experience occurrences which happened during World War II? I'd like to give you an update today on the current state of affairs. And I begin with reading from an article by The Local, dated May 23, which has this to say. A large majority of Germans view Israel as quote-unquote aggressive and think Germany no longer has a special obligation to the Jewish nation. The new survey found that 59% of those questioned viewed Israel as aggressive, and an increase of 10% over a similar survey in January of 2009. 70% said they believed Israel pursued its interests without consideration of other nations. 60% said Germany had no special obligation towards Israel. Now, this article was followed by an article by Deutsche Welle, dated May 26, which had this to say. German-Israeli relations have never been easy. Konrad Adenauer, West Germany's first chancellor, laid the groundwork in building a good relationship with the Jewish state, which was founded in 1948. In 1952, Adenauer and founder and prime minister of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, signed a reparations agreement, which entered into force the following year, to compensate for some of the atrocities of the Holocaust. Diplomatic relations were established in 1965. Today, Germany is considered one of Israel's closest allies. But is that true, and will it remain to be so? This article goes on to say, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has even deemed Israel's security as in the national interest of Germany. Yet German citizens themselves long ago stopped heeding this principle. Israel has increasingly lost respect among Germans. Now notice to these startling statements as the article continues. Friendship does not exist between Germany and Israel, Munich-based historian Michael Wolfson noted matter-of-factly. A sense of distance has been growing between the two nations since 1981, clearly evidenced in surveys, he said at a recent podium discussion in Berlin. Israel enjoyed an exceptionally good reputation among Germans following the Six-Day War in 1967, he pointed out, but it began to suffer after the Yom Kippur War of 1973. A deep fissure in the relationship developed in 1981 concerning German plans to deliver weapons to Saudi Arabia, leading to a hefty dispute between then-government leaders Menachem Begin and Helmut Schmidt. Israel is now one of the most unpopular states in the world, in German eyes, Wolfson said. That's worth repeating, my friends. Israel is now one of the most unpopular states in the world, in German eyes. This article continues, young Germans in particular have developed a critical distance toward Israel. Now, we heard about the first state visit of German President Joachim Gauck to the State of Israel, and this has been, of course, observed with great interest. Der Spiegel Online gives the following telling summary on May 31. Gauck appeared to distance himself from German Chancellor Angela Merkel's stated position that the security of Israel is Germany's national interest, and that Germany would stand by Israel even in the event of war with Iran, comments for which she herself had been heavily criticized at home. So can we see, my friends, how things are changing? Now, I'd like to read to you from an article which was published by Der Spiegel Online on June 4. This was a long article, I think over 8 pages long. I don't recommend that you read the whole thing. I'd like to just quote to you some telling excerpts. This is what the magazine had to say. Many have wondered for years about the exact capabilities of the submarines Germany exports to Israel. Now, experts in Germany and Israel have confirmed that nuclear-tipped missiles have been deployed on the vessels, and the German government has long known about it. Research Spiegel has conducted in Germany, Israel, and the United States no longer leaves any room for doubt. In Germany, the government's military assistance for Israel's submarine program has been controversial for about 25 years, a topic of discussion for the media and the parliament. Chancellor Angela Merkel fears the kind of public debate that German Nobel Literature laureate Günter Grass recently reignited with a poem critical of Israel. Merkel insists on secrecy and doesn't want the details of the deal to be made public. To this day, the German government is sticking to its position that it doesn't know anything about an Israeli nuclear weapons program. Now, the article continues talking about the position Helmut Schmidt has been taking, the former German chancellor, which kind of mirrors the opinion of most Germans. And I again like you to listen very closely and carefully as to what's being said. I quote, "Helmut Schmidt went further long before Grass. Hardly anyone dares to criticize Israel here out of fear of being accused of anti-Semitism," the former chancellor told Jewish-American historian Fritz Stern. "Yet Israel is a country," Schmidt suggests, "that makes a peaceful solution practically impossible through its policies of settlement in the West Bank and, for far longer, in the Gaza Strip." He also condemns the current chancellor, Angela Merkel, for, in his view, allowing herself to be essentially taken hostage by Israel. Schmidt says, quote, "I wonder whether it was a feeling of closeness with American policies or nebulous moral motives that led Chancellor Merkel to publicly state in 2008 that Germany bears responsibility for the security of the state of Israel. From my point of view, this is a serious exaggeration, one that sounds very nearly like the type of obligation that exists with an alliance." So what he is saying, in effect, is there's no alliance between Germany and Israel. And as we have already heard, there is no friendship between Israel and Germany. Germany, Schmidt goes on to say, has a particular responsibility to make sure that a crime such as the Holocaust never again occurs. Germany does not have a responsibility for Israel. The revelation that nuclear warheads are deployed on submarines received from Germany has stirred up some controversy in Germany, in the parliament even. And the current German government is under quite some pressure. The article in Der Spiegel goes on to say that disappointment with the chancellery is running high, as Netanyahu has simply ignored Merkel's requests. Israel's policy of settlement continues unabated. Merkel has apparently reached the conclusion that there is no point in saying anything further to Netanyahu, since he is sure not to listen in any case. Close quote. So what this is telling us is that even with the current German government, disappointment has set in with the government of Israel. And there are many people, many voices in Germany condemning what the German government is doing towards Israel in the first place. The Bible, my friends, tells us very clearly that the relationship between Germany and Israel, and even continental Europe and Israel, will deteriorate up to a point which is going to end up in an outright war in the Middle East. European forces will invade the Middle East. The Bible is very clear about this. They will attack and take over the city of Jerusalem. Jesus Christ warned about it. He said, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, you will know that its destruction has come near." He is referring to European armies of a mighty European power block, which is forming right now in front of our very eyes, if we have eyes to see over there in Europe. It's going to end up as a power block consisting of 10 core nations or groups of nations, and they will give their power, they will give their authority to a very charismatic political, military leader in Europe, in fact of German descent. And he will be instrumental of bringing about what the Bible terms the Great Tribulation, and it will have to do with an attack on the state of Israel in the Middle East. What we are seeing right now, my friends, are the beginnings of these developments which will lead to the Great Tribulation. But there is good news, because when that starts, we know that the return of Jesus Christ is very near. So we are going to keep you informed about what is happening, because you just need to know. You cannot be without this vital information. So thanks very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.